Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs people it can trust, you can count on us. We dedicate ourselves to getting to know your needs and finding solutions to meet them. You'll have a team of experts backing you up.
Hello, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest today is Sean McCadden, an award-winning remodeler. He's also a remodeling speaker and remodeling business coach, so he knows the business well. You can find his work on SeanMcCadden.com. For the next few minutes, Sean will help us understand what it takes to start your own contracting or construction company. And Sean, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
What's the first thing after you get this idea that you believe you'd be good at it, that there's a market for you, whether it's testing an idea, financing, what are the first things you need to think about and start working on when you've decided to do this?
Well, that's a good question, Greg. And I think my suggestion would be that that person should think, am I looking to start a job for myself to keep myself busy and just earn a wage? Or am I actually going to create a business, an entity that perhaps doesn't maybe even need me around in the future, that it could actually, I guess, put together a money-making machine that doesn't need me around? So I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong, Greg, but I'm saying it is definitely a decision. The way I put it, I suggest contractors need to make the decision. Are they going to be a contractor and then only have to worry about building a business and keeping themselves and maybe one or two people busy? Or are they going to be a construction business owner? And the responsibility is completely different. And truthfully, being a construction business owner really doesn't have a whole lot to do with knowing how to use the tools. It's a lot more about knowing how to run a business and make sales happen.
Let's get into some of the things you've got to have lined up before you can go out there and start looking for customers. You mentioned one of them, and that's the proper business entity. Is there a major difference on what you should explore there, depending on whether you want to be a contractor or a construction company?
Well, I think in the beginning, probably starting out as a sole proprietor might be a good way to go. Figuring out really what kind of business you're going to have, what kind of customers and job types you're going to take, and how big it's going to be. Starting out as a corporation can be a little bit of expensive at first, especially because of the extra accounting and tax filing and legal fees to do it. At the same time, though, if your business starts doing well and you start making money, there's a lot of, say, legal protections and tax liability benefits to becoming a corporation. So my suggestion is if you're going to at least start out small, right, try to get things going, try to get that flywheel moving in the beginning, maybe stick with the sole proprietorship. And then depending on the direction you and your business wants to go, then consult legal counsel to help you with what's going to be the best legal entity. Again, right, we've got liabilities in regards to the customers and the work we do, at the same time, tax liabilities. So those two things are certainly worthy of considering before you ultimately choose your business's legal status.
Well, let's talk about the paperwork now. It obviously varies, I'm guessing, to some extent from state to state, but when it comes to licenses, permits, insurance, and that sort of thing, in general, what do you need to keep in mind when you start exploring those things?
Probably keep in mind there's a lot more to realize and that you're going to be responsible for than maybe you're aware of, or even maybe than what you think based on working for other businesses until, you know, up until the point where you're thinking about starting your own. So don't make assumptions. Unfortunately, as far as legal goes, ignorance about these things is not going to be a valid excuse with the government. And what I try to help contractors understand is that even though the Constitution says we're innocent until somebody proves us guilty, as a business, if you get accused, especially by the government or a consumer, you're going to automatically be assumed to be guilty until you prove your own innocence. So I truthfully think that you should invest in, you know, if you can do the research yourself, great, but really find out what it takes to start a business on your own. And if you're not confident about doing it yourself, I would highly recommend you that you get some legal counsel to help you do that, or maybe even a business coach that has experience helping contractors get started.
You mentioned liability a couple of times now, Sean, and we're talking with Sean McCadden, a longtime remodeling expert, speaker, and remodeling business coach. When it comes to protecting yourself, your employees, and your customers, how do you navigate that?
Well, I think there's two ways to our contract to look at that getting started. Either you have to protect yourself by transferring the risk. So that, for example, that would be, say, with insurance. It could be with the legal agreements you use, how you might transfer the risk so it's not just you that has it or you don't have it at all. Somebody else has to have that risk. The other thing then would be to look at ways that you will avoid and prevent certain risks from happening in your business. So construction people would certainly understand, say, fall protection to protect worker safety. But at the same time, if you want to protect your business, some of the things you might want to do to keep yourself out of trouble is think about how you're going to collect your money. When are you going to collect the money? How are you going to word the information in your payment schedule so if your client doesn't pay you, you don't have to go back there to that location until you do get paid? So looking at ways that you avoid the problems to begin with, try to have ways to mitigate challenges when they do happen. Construction industry and being in business as a contractor is definitely a risky business to be in. Don't get me wrong, it's a great place to be and you can earn some good money at it. But based on the risk that you would be involved with, you've really seriously got to think about not only protecting your business from the legal side of things, but also the financial end of things, making sure your business is going to be healthy. Good cash flow, good profitability, reserve funds. So if you have challenges, you still have money to make sure your business stays open and you can keep the machine going.
Sean, when it comes to finding the right workers, who are you looking for? Obviously, experience is good. Most of them demand fairly decent wages. So how do you balance all that?
Yeah, that's a tough one for contractors getting started. Typically, you need help right away that knows what they're doing. So that's going to be something that is going to be difficult to find. It's challenging enough out there in the industry right now to find people that know what they're doing, but it's also going to be challenging to find people that don't already have a job, or how are you going to convince people that what you have is a better opportunity than maybe what they already have? So that is definitely going to be a difficult thing for contractors. I highly recommend that they be careful about how much work they take in and commit to until they have some steady and reliable help to help get that work done. Then as business grows, though, and volume grows, my suggestion on that is to start with floor sweepers. If you can get them before they're broken, before they have misconceptions about how the industry works and how to do the work, if you already got a good crew going, can that crew take a guy who's a floor sweeper and bring him through, give him a career path, instill in him, say, the ethics that we need and the craftsmanship, not only in the skills that person needs to be a craftsman, but maybe in the attitudes and behaviors that a true craftsman has. So if you have a machine already going, I suggest that you try to bring people in from the bottom. But if you're just starting out, you're going to have to try to find, attract, and then keep some people who already have some skills.
Sean, you mentioned a couple times already now that it's really important to decide whether you want to be a construction business or whether you want to be a contractor, and it matters in terms of taxes, it might matter in terms of entity and so forth. Does it matter in all these other areas as well, or at some point is it kind of a decision you make at the top, but decisions you make on personnel, decisions you make on liability and so forth, ultimately does that look pretty much the same?
To your point, it's definitely going to be different, Greg. If you're planning on staying small, maybe look at it, as I said, that you've really only got to keep yourself and a few people going, keep your few people busy. At the same token, if you're going to be a construction business owner, maybe you got to think about the people you hire. Are you looking for people just to assist you because you're going to be a contractor or a small business? Or how about this? If you're thinking of growing a business and becoming a construction business owner, maybe you ought to think about the people you hire today. Are those people going to be people who have the willingness, the skills, the cognitive ability to actually learn new skills and grow as the business grows? One way I ask contractors to think about it, is it really going to be green, kind of using that analogy, is it going to be green to throw the employees you have at some point into the dumpster because they no longer have the skills that your business needs and you have to seek out new people? Or are you going to be maybe a little bit conscious and create a sustainable business? And what I mean, again, by using that analogy is you find and you help advance people who are going to be ready for the positions that your business is going to need to fill before you get there. And think about it, attracting good people who have a want to be part of a business like that, that has a vision for the future, something that they can be part of. And if you're going to do it, what I recommend is you find a good way to articulate that vision so that you can use it as a way to try to attract and sell those good people on wanting to be part of your team instead of somebody else's.
Last question on the contracting construction business divide. You mentioned it has an impact on taxes down the road as well. Explain that a little more.
Sure. Maybe just a simple way to look at that is when you're a sole proprietor, essentially all of the what you pay yourself and the profit that the business earns goes through your personal taxes, and you pay full payroll taxes on all of those dollars. as a corporation, right, and there's different entities in corporations, but typically in a corporation, you do have to pay yourself as a business owner a wage, a W-2 wage, just like you would pay an employee, and you will pay payroll taxes on those wages. However, the balance of the money that your business generates that you're gonna that's going to be considered net profit, that money is taxed too, but that's only income tax. You don't have to pay payroll taxes on that money. So there potentially can be a significant savings in tax liability for that business owner. The key is, though, is all the extra cost of being a corporation going to be well offset by the tax savings? So again, that would be something I would suggest an accountant, particularly somebody that's familiar with tax accounting, would be able to help you with that and anticipate when you should do that. And if you're going to change your entity, Greg, my suggestion is plan ahead for it, because a good time to do it is right at the beginning of the year. That way you close the old business entity with a tax filing and you start your brand new business entity, say, on January 1, so then you don't have to file two tax returns, one for the old entity and one for the new entity in the same year. You put a transition point basically on your tax year. And that's how I might recommend looking at it and planning ahead for it, again, with some kind of professional help.
Excellent advice all the way around. I hate to end on a negative question, but I'm sure you get this quite a bit. What, in addition to what we've already talked about on a variety of issues here, what are some common mistakes beyond what we've discussed that people often make and should be avoided?
Yeah. You know what, Greg, that's a great question. And I'm actually glad that you asked me that. And although it might seem to be a negative question, maybe it might be the most valuable piece of information folks can pull from this podcast. My suggestion is know and understand how to price the work you do before you jump in. Don't compare yourself to what other people are doing and think you have to price, you know, within what everybody else is charging within the marketplace. Truthfully, Greg, the failure rate for construction businesses is 1 out of 10 businesses survive. So essentially 9 out of 10 businesses fail typically within 10 years. My suggestion for contractors, know and understand what markup you need to put on your estimated cost to sell jobs to cover your overhead and profit, because otherwise you might end up, for all the hours you put in, you might actually end up earning less per hour than the people you're hiring to do the work inside your business.
Also good to know before you go down that road. Sean, fantastic advice all the way across the board. It's great to have your insights. Thank you so much for your time this week.
Again, thanks for having me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Sean McCadden is an award-winning remodeler. He's also a remodeling speaker and a remodeling business coach.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business life cycle.